the boys I knew. For that reason, I believe, I married at a much younger age than I would have, had it not been for my home training. My wife and I have been married for some 30 years now. Vi was the first girl that I ever took out. I had quite a heartache about her then, because she wasn't the type of girl that my mother wanted me to marry. In the first place, she had been married before. I was her second husband. My mother resented it so much that the first Christmas after our marriage, she didn't even invite us to dinner. After our first child came, my parents both became allies. Then, in later days, after I became an alcoholic, they both turned against me. My father had come out of the South and had suffered a great deal down there. He wanted to give me the very best, and he thought that nothing but being a doctor would suffice. On the other hand, I believe that I've always been medically inclined, though I have never been able to see medicine quite as the average person sees it. I do surgery because that's something that you can see. It's more tangible. But I can remember in postgraduate days and during internship that very often I'd go to a patient's bed and start a process of elimination, and then, very often, I'd wind up guessing. That wasn't the way it was with my father. I think with him it possibly was a gift, intuitive diagnosis. Father, through the years, had built up a very good mail-order business, because at that time there wasn't too much money in medicine. I don't think I suffered too much as far as the racial situation was concerned, because I was born into it and knew nothing other than that. A man wasn't actually mistreated, though if he was, he could only resent it.